Welcome to A Little Joycast, where we tell 10-minute stories about everyday moments of joy with children and the grown-ups in their lives. I'm Teresa Ho, a digital content producer with Rocky Mountain Public Media. This week's topic, the joy of feeding animals. It's a bright, sunny day, and I'm visiting the Bee Hugger Farm, a choose-your-own-adventure farm with fun experiences that can change depending on the season. Looking around, I can see how a place like this would be such an adventure for little kids. There's a vintage VW bus where visitors can buy honey. There are tractors, bikes, stools, and chairs of all shapes and sizes. There are animals behind fences, resting in the sun. LJ, the owner of the farm, is standing next to the fenced-off area with farm animals. She's chatting with Arissa and Manny, who are parents of two young children. When they heard about the podcast, they expressed interest in sharing what they love about the farm and what they do together as a family. As I get closer, I can see Arissa and Manny's 2.5-year-old daughter Joy looking at the animals. Meanwhile, their 8-month-old daughter Hope is sitting in a red wagon. A little black goat tries her best to join the baby in the wagon.
These goats love us. Right when we got here, jumped in our wagon. I'm like, oh
my gosh.
Okay.
What a good start. You know, like, oh, they're so cute.
When I greet the family of four, Joy watches me and says nothing. That's okay. If I were her and had to choose between looking at farm animals or chatting with a strange lady wearing headphones, I would pick the animals too. The visit officially starts.
Here we go.
Beep, beep.
They head to a self-serve cooler filled with carrots that visitors can buy to feed the animals. Joy walks next to her parents while Hope is riding in the red wagon. A white goat has now decided to tag along.
It's going to follow us the whole time, huh?
The goat, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we wouldn't have to cut the grass if we had a goat.
With the carrots acquired, we head over to the animals. Manny hands carrots to Joy so that she can feed a pony with patches of white and brown.
You want to feed him another carrot?
Here, feed the horse another carrot.
I'm not quite sure what Joy said, but she seems to be having a great time. Once the carrots run out, Joy is ready to move on to the next adventure. She heads towards every tractor she sees. Each time she climbs onto a tractor, she takes a moment to turn the steering wheel and look around seriously. In the meantime, Arissa and Manny tell me that Arissa stays home with the kids while Manny works. Arissa loves looking for fun and educational activities Joy and Hope can do throughout the week.
So it's kind of hard finding places that, like, it's free to come here. And it's, you know, fun and the animals and you get to run and play and toddlers have lots of energy. So that's perfect.
It's starting to get hot outside, so we head under some shade to keep cool. As we rest, Joy asks her parents where Stinky Winky is. Stinky Winky, by the way, is what she calls her little sister, Hope.
That's what we call her, yeah. That's what we call her. She's our little Stinky Winky.
She calls her Stinky Winky. And when
in the morning, she's like, where's my Stinky Winky?
She's like, oh, she's sleeping. And we have, like, the little baby monitor. She goes, oh, she's so cute.
Stinky Winky's tired. She just goes
sleep. Joy climbs onto a stool and Arissa pulls out a bottle filled with apple juice and hands it to her. It's got a cupcake lid.
Good?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I want to sit down.
You
want to
get down?
I want to sit.
You want to sit? Good idea. Enjoy some of the shade now that the sun's coming out.
While I chat with her mom, Joy looks at me. She blinks, seems to consider something, and then also begins talking to me.
This is a star.
The star? Ooh, that's a cool star. I love that color. Do you like the color of the star?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is just brown.
Brown? Oh, okay.
Grandma's favorite is blue.
What's blue?
Grandma's favorite is just blue.
Grandma's favorite color is blue.
Grandma's favorite color.
That's what she said.
Oh. Does she spend time with her grandma a lot?
Yeah. She comes over when she can, like once a week, and comes and hangs out with us.
There's a rooster.
There's a rooster.
Arissa, picking up on the fact that I'm not well-versed in toddler talk, gently translates. She and her husband also fill in the details, explaining some of the references Joy made when she was chatting with me.
She said she wears headphones when she went to Wyoming with her dada too.
Oh, wow.
Went to Wyoming, got fireworks this year.
That's...
She wants to go back, huh, Joy?
She wanted to tell you.
She's like run away.
Oh.
The ice cream truck ran away.
Ice cream truck? Oh, no.
It never came back. No, it's gone.
It went away and it's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's so sad. I love ice cream. Do you have a favorite ice cream flavor? What's your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream is mango.
Sprinkles?
Mango.
Mango? Oh.
Then we're returning to the animals. Joy wants to feed the pigs some carrots. I ask Arissa and Manny if they could tell me some of the things they love about being parents.
The way she learns so fast. You teach her something, and the next day she knows it already. Like, it's kind of crazy. She learns a new word, and she says it over and over again. She has a new experience. And 2 or 3 months later, she'll talk about it like it happened yesterday. Like the ice cream thing she was telling you, that happened like a few months ago. The ice cream truck went past our house and we waited for it and never came back. And she just repeats it over and over again. Like if it happens every day, and it wouldn't happen one time.
And the headphones, she noticed your headphones. So then she associated with when we went to Wyoming for Father's Day, and then we used the fireworks on 4th of July. And then she wore her headphones for 4th of July because the fireworks are really loud. But that is the best, to see her wanting to learn, wanting to go explore and travel and eat and taste and see and buy. That's the best right there. And me getting to stay with her and do it and getting the time to do it, because he does his hard part and I do mine, and together here we are, huh? I remember though with Joy, like when she was little, I didn't want to leave the house because I was scared, but then after that first time it was like, oh, this is easy, I could do this, like this isn't that bad at all. And then we went on a plane ride with her when she was little, and it's like, if we could do that, we can do anything, you know. Like, and grocery shopping, like, I love shopping. Grocery shopping, it seems weird, but like, they can learn so much through that. Like, she helps me make a list and showing them like the pictures and the cookbook. She's like, oh, let's look at our recipe. What do we need today to make it? And like, I let her be out of the shopping cart and look at it and talk about it and the colors and the smells and the tastes. And it's not just like one thing, like a quick answer. It's just, it's everything, you know, everyday life and just your little best friend being a part of it.
There are little smiles on their faces when they tell me these stories. I try my best to quietly listen. It's clear that they're sharing treasured and familiar memories. They're so excited to see how their kids learn, grow, and change, especially when it comes to family experiences. They read together, dance together, listen to music together. They play. They like to just be. Arissa asks me what I love about being a parent. I'm taken off guard by the question. It's not that I haven't been asked it before or that I mind answering at all. Part of it, I think, is that I'm used to how journalism works. Ask the questions, do the research, try to find answers. Don't make it personal. But the thing is, this podcast isn't really journalism, and I'm beginning to realize that everything about parenting is personal. It's also the first time I'm being asked the question by a fellow parent of young children. My husband and I are the first of our siblings and our friends to have kids. There's nothing wrong with that. We still have a community that loves and supports us, and we're so grateful for it. But in this moment, I'm surprised at how comforting I find it that whatever I say right now, Arissa and Manny would probably understand because they're going through the same thing. I get what Arissa meant when she said there isn't a short, simple answer to this question. Being a parent changed my whole life. It changed how I see the world and see myself. It's everything. Manny tells me that it'll get even more fun when my daughter starts to crawl. He tells me the meaning behind their kids' names.
When I first found out she was pregnant, it was like the weekend after our wedding. And then we just first got our house, and I was planning to, you know, hang out with my friends and do the whole party thing. But and then I was so scared of having a kid. I'm like, I don't want a kid yet. So the only way to get my scared out of my feelings was to call her Joy. And then I repeat the word Joy. Joy made me joyful of having a kid. And then this one's called Hope because there's a point where maybe she was not going to make it. And then we were scared for like a month or half a month, month and a half. And then so all we had was hope. And we had hope for her to be okay. And then so we named her Hope. So now I have a Joy and a Hope. My Hopey and my Joy.
Thanks for joining me this week on A Little Joycast. This podcast is produced by Rocky Mountain Public Media and me, Teresa Ho. I love storytelling and I love Colorado, but most of all, I love the kids of Colorado. If you'd like to support this podcast so that I can keep telling stories, consider becoming a sustaining member by visiting rmpbs.org. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. A special thank you to the Bee Hugger Farm for working with us on this episode.